our house this morning.
给大家提醒一下，他你们是非常幸运，因为在他住的地方又下雪了。
So, I like snow.
他喜欢下雪。
I said to myself in the middle of the night, I probably would even like snow in July.
他在半夜里他在想，他可能在七月份下雪，他也非常喜欢。
So there was beautiful snow at midnight, but in the morning it was beginning to melt, so it wasn't so nice.
但在晚上那些雪非常漂亮，但到早上雪都融化了，就没那么好看了。
So again today we have the opportunity of studying the Bible. Our prayer is that we will understand the Bible so that we can obey and live the truth of the Bible.
所以我们今天正好就是有机会学习圣经，我们的祷告是我们能够理解圣经，然后活出圣经里面的要求。
So we're very, very thankful that each of you have come along today. And our prayer is that we will all be blessed by what the Bible will teach us today.
所以说今天非常欢迎大家所有的人来，然后我们的祷告是所有的人都能从圣经的学习中得到祝福。
We don't have a lot of special announcements today.
我们没有太多的特别的通知。
But there's a sense in which every day is special when the Lord is with you.
这里呢，就是情况就是有些特别的日子，就是特别是主耶稣和你们在一起的时候。
And many of you have been praying for me, and I thank you.
你们中间很多人曾经为 Harry 的祷告，现在也在祷告，他非常感谢大家。
And I'm going to ask you to keep on praying for me, because I need the grace of God in my body.
所以他要求大家继续为他祷告，因为他需要神的恩典在他身体里面。
Now, welcome to everybody today.
欢迎每一个人。
I think we have a new lady with us here. Lily, your friend is with us today. We're happy that you've joined us too.
我们有一个今天有一位新来的女士，她就是 Lily 的朋友。我们今天特别欢迎她。
Very good. So, and Lena is back. Very good. Very nice.
Lena 也回来了，非常。
We will have a word of prayer and then we'll get into our study today.
我们现在祷告，然后开始圣经学习。
Lord, we want to thank you for giving us the Bible.
主啊，我感谢您赐给我们圣经。
If we didn't have your roadmap, we'd get lost on the journey of life.
如果我们没有您这个地图，我们就在会在我们的生活中迷失方向。
And if we didn't have you to help us, we would be hopelessly in trouble.
如果我们没有您来帮助我们，我们会在我们的麻烦里变得绝望。
And so, Lord, we thank you not only for telling us what to do.
主啊，我感谢您不仅仅告诉我们该做什么。
But you've given us the Holy Spirit to help us do it.
但是你同样给我们圣灵来帮助我们那么去做。
And so, Lord, our prayer is that you will enlighten our understanding and then break down our wills that we might follow you.
所以主啊，我们请你这点燃我们的希，通过圣经点燃我们的希望，然后把我们的自己的愿望打碎，然后跟随您。
And we pray that you'll just lead us this afternoon then.
我们祷告是今天下午您来领导我们。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, some of you were here last week.
你们有些人上个星期在这里。
And so we're going to start with a bit of a review from what we learned last week.
我们今天要做一个小小的复习，我们上个星期所学到的东西。
We summarized on the board, excuse me, as follows. We say there was a man whose name was Adam.
我们在黑板上写了一点小节，应该是这个顺序。有一个人，他的名字叫亚当。
And the devil and the serpent came to him and said, Adam, you don't need to obey God. You can sin.
那个恶魔通过蛇来跟亚当说，说亚当，你不用顺服神，你可以犯罪。
And so the tragedy is that Adam did sin.
所以悲剧是亚当确实犯了罪。
What Adam didn't fully understand was that when he was created, he was given dominion over all the world, and he had the crown.
所以亚当其实非常明白，当他被造的时候，他是统治整个世界的，他被给了一个统治世界的皇冠。
But Romans chapter 5 taught us that the crown when Adam sinned was taken from him and it was put on the head of sin.
所以罗马书的第五章告诉我们，当亚当犯了罪以后，他的皇冠被摘下来戴到了罪的头上。
And whereas Adam used to reign, when he became a sinner, sin reigned in his body.
所以亚当曾经是全球的统治者，当他犯了罪以后，那个罪开始统治他了。
Adam used to be the boss.
那个亚当他曾经是老板。
But sin became the boss.
但是后来罪变成了他的老板。
We have in English a terrible expression that goes something like this.
我们的英文里有一个非常严肃的那个表达方式是这样的。
It's a drunkard when he speaks.
那个喝醉的人当他讲话的时候。
And we often say of him, don't listen to him, that's liquor talking.
所以我们经常对旁边人说，不要听这个人，他不是他在讲话，是那个酒在讲话。
And the man often is one character when he's sober, but he becomes a different character, a different person when he is drinking, when he's drunk.
所以当一个人他清醒的时候，他是有一个性格，当他喝完酒以后，他就变成了另外一个性格，喝醉的时候。
That is a picture in the life of the drunkard, which is parallel in all our lives when sin reigns.
这就是一个图画，当一个人喝醉的时候，就像我们的生活里面，就是醉来讲话。
And then we pointed out last week that the wages of sin is death.
所以上个星期我们也指出了罪的工价是死。
And so sin ultimately leads to death, and consequently the crown does not stay on the head of sin, but the crown goes to death.
所以罪最终导致了死，然后这个结果是那个皇冠不再在罪的头上，而到了死亡的头上。
That is the terribly depressing state of all men and women apart from Jesus Christ.
所以这就是一个非常可怕的，非常糟糕的结果，当人远离主耶稣的时候。
And then we pointed out last week that the Lord Jesus Christ died.
所以上个星期我们也指出了主耶稣死了。
And that was a wonderful thing because he paid the penalty of sin.
这是一个非常美妙的事情，因为他为那个罪的惩罚付出了代价。
And he died in order that we might have life. And so the crown when Jesus died passed from death to Jesus.
所以主耶稣死了，我们才能活。这样的话，那个皇冠就从死亡的头上，传到了主耶稣的头上。
But Jesus' death was such that a new law comes into play.
所以当主耶稣死了时候，一个新的法律产生了。
And Jesus takes the crown and he puts it on the head of righteousness.
所以这个主耶稣拿下那个皇冠放到了公义的头上。
He puts it on the head of grace.
他 浮在恩典的头上。
And Romans 5 tells us that he puts it on the head of the gift.
所以罗马书第五章告诉我们同样放在那个恩赐的头上。
And then, because righteousness is there and grace is there, this allows the effects of Jesus' righteousness to go to, what do we put up here?
所以他说那个就是说，然后那个由于那个公义和恩典，然后这个最后那个皇冠是放到谁的头上的呢？
What do we put there?
你们大家可以说一下。
Romans chapter 5 verse 17, what's it say?
那个罗马书的第五章第十七节是怎么讲的？放到谁头上？
Romans 5:17, for if by the trespass of one man death reigned through one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through one man, Jesus Christ?
所以若因一人的过犯死，就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？
What happens to the crown?
那个
The crown's going up.
皇冠往上走，走到哪去了呢？
What's the name there? What's the name? Okay, it's Josh and Linda. And everyone who trusts the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Last week, we put my name in there.
所以这个里面的人是 Josh 还有 Linda。还有我们在座每一位相信主耶稣的人，上个星期 Harold 把他自己的名字放在上面。
If you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you put your name in there.
如果你信了主耶稣做你个人的救主，然后你把你的名字放在上面。
Okay, so on this diagram, where's the bad news?
在这一个里面什么地方是坏消息？
The bad news is over here, isn't it?
这坏消息是在左边。
Where's the good news?
好消息在哪边呢？
Okay. How good is the good news?
这个好消息有多好呢？
Absolutely marvelous.
是非常奇妙的。
Absolutely marvelous what Jesus has done for me.
是绝对奇妙的，主耶稣为什么？
What he wants to do for you.
他也想坐在你身上。
That's a summary of Romans chapter 5.
这就是罗马书第五章的一个小节。
And the key elements really are here.
就关键的元素在哪里？就在他画的那个线呢。
Sin rules to death.
罪统治了死了。
Or here.
或者在那一边，他画线的那一边。
Grace leads to life.
那个恩典导致了生命。
And one or the other of those authorities is willing to rule in your life. It's either sin unto death or it's grace unto life.
所以其中的一样一定会统治你的生活，或者是罪。导致了死，罪统治你，或者是恩典统治你，导致了生命。
Okay, so we say, I don't want this. This is what I want.
我们说，我们不需要死，我们需要生命。
We say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for me.
我们说，感谢主耶稣为我而死。
But the question is, how do you get from here to here?
那问题是，你怎么从那个罪和死到？恩典和生命呢？
It's a wonderful thing, but how do I make it work?
是一个美妙的事，那它怎样可以工作呢？
See, I'm still alive.
我仍然活着。
And so sin can work in my life and produce death.
所以我因为我活着，所以罪可以在我生命里产生死亡。
And I understand this a little, but how do I make it work?
但是我知道上面有这样一个，但是怎么样做到那样呢？
And so the question is how?
这问题是怎么样？
Okay, and the answer is, I'm just going to put this over here. This is Romans chapter 5.
所以他说因为答案在这里，他把那上面写成罗马书的第五章。
How? Romans chapter 6.
所以是怎样做到的，那就是罗马书的第六章才到。
All right, so we're going to take a look at Romans chapter 6 and see how we can live this victorious, reigning life. How do we do it?
我们要来读一下罗马书的第六章，来看看我们怎样过一个得胜的生活了。
All right, so we'll go, we go one verse around at a time.
Okay.
Let's do verse 1 and we'll just take them, I'll comment on each verse as we go.
所以我们现在按照顺序来读，然后读一节的时候 Harold 就会做一些解释。我先读第一节。这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中吗？叫恩典显多吗？
断乎不可，我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？
Okay, what verse are you on now?
Two.
Two? Okay, I want to do verse one. Let's just do verse one and then we'll do, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning that grace may increase? And the answer is, by no means. We don't want to do that. We don't want to be here. We want to be here.
所以他讲的第一节里讲的是什么呢？他就说他大家读一节，他讲一节，然后这个就是说我们不想在这个罪这里，我们要到那里去，到恩典和生命里去。
Okay, so verse 2 then says, we died to sin. How can we live in it any longer?
所以这第二节说我们在罪上死了，那岂可仍在罪中活着呢？
So what is the story here?The story is Jesus died.
这里面讲的故事什么呢？是主耶稣死了。
But now verse 2 says, we died to sin.
所以在第二小节说我们向着罪死了。
I thought Jesus was on the cross.
我认为主耶稣是在十字架上。
But when you trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior,You get on the cross.
但是当你信主耶稣做你的个人救主的时候，你就上了十字架。
So you identify yourself with the Lord Jesus on the cross, and therefore you die to sin.
所以你证明你自己和主耶稣一起死在十字架上，这就证明了罪在你里面死了。
Okay, so.How do I say this? This is Harold here.
他怎么来讲呢？他打个比方，就是 Harold 在那里。
He's dead.
他自己在那里，他死了。
Harold's dead.
Harold 死了。
All right, what's verse 3 say?
No, this.
In Chinese first, verse 3?
第三节。
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Okay, now that's not, as we pointed out last week, that's not the picture of baptism. That is the reality. When Harold trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, he was baptized into death.
这不是我们上个星期讲的，但是这个是一个事实。这个是什么呢？ Harold 死了，他是受洗进入死。
All right, verse 4.
那么第
五，所以我们接着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原来叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督接着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death,
in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
So, what else do we know about Harold on the cross? He was dead, he was baptized, he was buried.
所以那个在十字架上的 Harold 发生了什么呢？他死了，然后他受洗了，然后他被埋了。But
also he was raised.
那最重要的是他起来了。Okay,
so this is a marvelous thing happened. Okay, Jesus died, but when I trusted him as Savior, I died. And I was raised again.
所以这是一个很奇妙的事，主耶稣死在十字架上，当我信了主耶稣以后， Harold 死了，死了然后他又复活了。And
what I have now is new life.
他现在是有了什么？他有了一个新的生命。And
there's just so many beautiful hymns. But one going through my mind right now, it says new life in Christ. Abundant and free.
所以他在脑海里一直想起很多那个赞美诗。他想到一个就是赞美诗，就是Harold死了，然后有丰富的恩典，而且是白白的给的。The
next line is, "What joys are mine? What glory shine?" And Norma probably knows the next line, but it's marvelous. I've got new life.
所以那个唱的那个诗的赞美诗的下一篇就是多么的欢乐，多么的荣耀。Alright,
verse 5.
咱们再读第五节。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。If
we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. So, I've got new life, but where is my new life?
我有了新生命，但我的新生命在哪里呢？
It's with Jesus, isn't it?
这就是在主耶稣里面。
I've been united with him. I was united with him in death. Now I'm united with him in life.
我是和主耶稣联合的，我和他一起在十字架上联合死了，然后我现在和他一起联合复活了。Alright,
verse 6 then.
然后第六节。因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。For
we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Alright, so what else do I put down here?
他一个在下面接着写什么呢?
I put down the word crucified, don't I?
下一步就是同钉十字架，是不是?
Okay, Jesus was crucified, and when I was united with Jesus, I was crucified.
所以主耶稣被钉了十字架，如果我跟主耶稣联合起来，我也被钉了十字架。
Is crucifixion pleasant?
那个被钉十字架钉鞋是不是很愉快的一件事儿？
No, it's not pleasant, it hurts.
它不是一件愉快的事，它非常痛苦。
And as a matter of fact, if my old man is crucified with Christ, a lot of it is going to hurt.
所以这证明呢，如果我和主耶稣同在世间，很多的痛苦会发生在我身上。And
there are pleasures of sin that I renounce because I'm with Jesus. But when I renounce them, sometimes it hurts.
所以他现在就要放弃很多在罪里的欢乐。
Alright, so we're going to go on to verse 7.
我们再来读第七节。
Because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Alright, so all of this is in the process of freeing me from sin. this sin that enslaved and brought us down to death, sin has no longer the ability to destroy us. We have been freed from sin.
所以下面这些，下面他写的实际上这所有的步骤呢，导致他与向着罪死了，这罪呢就不再统治死亡了。All right,
verse 8, please.
我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。Now,
if we die with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. Okay, so we died with him. But we are going to live with him. We rejoice in that. All right, now verse 9. For we know. That's right, verse 9.
Verse 9, 第九节.
For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. If you were to wake up this morning, do you think you might find the headline in the paper, Jesus Christ just died again overnight?
所以如果你今天早上醒来，你会不会在那些报纸的头条上看见主耶稣重新又死了一次？
Is Jesus Christ going to die again?
主耶稣会再去死吗? 他不会了。
Okay, that's marvelous. He's been raised to newness of life. He's got continuous new life.
所以主耶稣有一个新的生命，他会继续有新的生命。
And if you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you're living with Him, are you going to have to die again?
所以如果你相信主耶稣，接受主耶稣为你的救主，你会再次死吗？
Not spiritually. He's risen and you're risen.
他复活了，你也复活了。
All right. And I can't even remember what verse we're on now.
10.
10?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
他死是向罪死的，只有一次。他活是向神活着。
The death he died. He died to sin once for all. But the life he lives, he lives to God. Okay, so Jesus Christ is definitely alive.
所以主耶稣是毫无疑问地活着。And
we are raised with him, so we are definitely alive.
所以我们和主耶稣一起复活，我们也是毫无疑问地活着了。All
right, verse 11 then.
这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
All right, in the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. All right, that's a key verse.
这是一个关键的经文。
Did all this happen?
这些都发生了吗？
Yes. If it happened, then believe it. Live like it. Act on it. It happened.
如果真的发生了，你们就相信，相信然后采取行动。
Let's assume that I am a bad man and I was friends with some other bad men and one day they did something really bad, and I was with them, and the police caught us and took us to jail.
所以假设我是一个坏人，我和其他的坏人在一起，我们一起干了一件坏事，然后警察抓住我们了。And
you came to see me, and you said, "Oh, Harold, this is very bad." I said, "Yes, it's very bad."
所以你来去看 Harold 的，你说 Harold 这个太糟糕了，我说对，是很糟糕。
He'd say, "What are you going to do?" I say, "Well, we're going to court tomorrow."
他说你明天怎么干？你怎么干？下一步是什么？下一步我明天我们上法庭。Okay,
and you say, "How do you feel?" And I say, "Well, I feel terrible bad."
他说你感觉怎么样？我说不，很难。Okay,
we go to court tomorrow, and the judge says, "Harold, You are innocent. You are free.
所以第二天他们去了法庭，然后法官说，儿子，你是无罪的，你被释放了。
Okay. And I go to bed in the night, and I wake up in the morning, I look myself in the mirror.
然后我回去，我是睡了觉，睡觉，然后起来，我看着镜子里的我。
And I say, Harold, you look exactly the same way as you did yesterday.
所以他说 ，Harold， 你跟昨天一模一样。
You're not any taller.
你也没有长高。
You haven't put on any weight.
你也没有那个长胖。
You haven't lost those funny wrinkles.
你没有那个那些奇怪的皱纹也没有消失。
And so you come to see me. And you say, how are you?
所以你又来看他，你说怎么样了你？
And I say, well, I guess I'm the same as I was yesterday.
其实我跟昨天没有什么区别啊。
And you say, Harold, you're not the same as you were yesterday. Yesterday you were guilty. Today you're innocent.
所以他说 ，Harold， 你跟昨天不一样。昨天你是有罪的，今天你是清白的。
Yesterday you were incarcerated. You were in prison. Today you're free.
所以昨天呢，实际上你是在监狱里，今天你自由了。
And I look myself in the mirror and I say, I'm same, looks the same to me as I used to.
所以他在镜子里看了一下，他说我跟平常没有什么区别，我跟平常。
I might even say yesterday I have a sore, had a sore knee, and today I've still got a sore knee.
那昨天我有一个肿了的膝盖，今天我同样还是有个肿的膝盖。
And you would say, Harold, you are free.Put a smile on your face. You're a free man.
所以你会跟海尔德说，海尔德，你自由了，把你那个笑容放在你脸上，你是个自由的人。
Okay, all of these things have happened.
所有的这个圈子里都发生了。
Because I put my trust in Jesus. Romans 5:17.Because I trusted him, I am a new man. I am free. Jesus has given me his righteousness. He's giving me his grace. I've got his gift. I'm a new man now, Harold. Remember that.
所以他说，当我和主耶稣在罗马书的五章十七节里，当我相信主耶稣以后，我是一个新人。我这个新人已经死了埋了然后复活了凭着把我变成那个义人然后凭着公义有我的新的生命
OK count on it you say how do I know
所以你要信靠这个 你我说我怎么知道呢
how would I know the judge said Harold you're free
我怎么知道我是这样的因为法官讲了 Harold 你自由了
the judge says Harold's free Harold's free
所以法官说，孩儿的自由了，孩儿的就自由。
So all of these things are have happened. Count on it.
所以这些事情都发生了，你要靠依靠它。
Okay, it's the word underlying the word count on is a word which has a legal meaning. I have been a sinner. I have been justified. I am now free.That is a legal fact.
所以这个 content 呢，就是说在法律上有法律的意义。他以前是个罪人，他现在自由了。所以这个事实上说明他现在是一个自由的人。你们要相信这一点。
So how am I going to go from here to here?
那我怎样从这个有罪的到死亡到那个恩典和生命那里去呢
？I'm going to count on what Jesus did for me on the cross.
所以我要相信主耶稣在十字架上为我所做的一切。
All right, there's a sense in which this is an accounting term as well.
所以这个有一个事情就是这样，它是在一个好像是做会计方面的那种方式。
You go to the bank.
你到银行去。
And the banker says, you know what? We got a check the other day from a lawyer. And the lawyer says, your Aunt Matilda died, and she left you $500,000.
所以他说你到银行去，他们就说我们跟一个律师查了，你的一个什么人死了，他然后他给你留下了5000块钱给你。
You say, well, I hardly even knew Aunt Matilda.
他说我根本就不知道这个人。
The banker says, doesn't matter whether you knew her or not, there's $500,000 in your account.
他说不管你知不知认不认识他，在你银行里有500块钱，对比刚才说是500。
And you say, I don't understand why Aunt Matilda would ever have done that.
他说我不知道我到底在那里做了什么。
And the banker says, doesn't matter whether you understand it, there's $500,000 in your account.
他说不管你那个理不理解，有50万在你的账上，对不起啊，是50万。
You say to the banker, I'd like to borrow $10 because I'm hungry. I want some lunch.
所以我你跟那个银行的人说我要借10块钱，因为我现在饿了，我想吃我的午餐。
And the banker says, you don't need to borrow $10. You've got $500,000 in your account. Now count on that.
所以说，那个银行说你不需要找我借10块钱，你有50万在银行里，你相信这一点。
How are you going to live like this?
你怎么样像那样去生活呢？
You're going to count on the fact that Jesus did all this for you.
你要相信主耶稣给你所做的一切这样一个事实。
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you may obey his evil desires. Okay? What is possible? It's possible for sin to reign.
所以是什么样一个可能性呢？可能性就是罪来统治。
Okay? Don't let it reign.
就别让罪来统治。
So, I'm going to write these words down.
要写这样一句话。
On it.
所以信靠他。
And then verse whatever we just read, don't let it rain.
所以这个我们刚才读的这小节里讲的，不要让他来统治。
All right, verse 13.
第十三小节。
也不要将你们的肢体献于罪，做不义的器具，都要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将自己作义的器具献给神。
Verse 13, do not offer the parts of your body to its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to Him as instruments of righteousness. Okay? You're catching a parallel theme here. Number one, count on what Jesus has done. Number two, don't let sin reign.
所以你在这里看到了几个平行的要点，第一是信靠他，第二不要让罪来统治你，第三点呢？
Okay, offer yourselves to God.
把你自己献给神。
Okay, they're all saying the same thing, aren't they?
他说的是不是一件事呢？对不对
？How are you going to live this kind of life? Well, you're going to stand over here. And you're going to count on the fact that you're dead.
所以怎么样是过这样一个生活呢？你必须站在这里，然后信靠下面这些事实。
You're going to say, I'm not going to let sin reign anymore. I'm going to let righteousness and grace and the gift of God reign.
你会说我不想再要罪来统治我，要让公义和恩典还有恩赐来统治我。
And then you say, I am going to offer myself to God.
所以说我准备要将我自己献给神。
So what does a Christian say when he gets up in the morning?
那基督徒在早上起来的时候，他会说什么呢
He says, I'm not going to offer myself to sin today. I'm going to offer myself to God today.
所以他在基督徒说，我今天我不准备把我献给罪，我要把我自己献给神。
All right. Verse 14. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace.
Is it ready, Chinese?
Yeah.
在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。Okay.
So who's the boss?
谁是老板呢？
Is sin the boss?
那个罪是老板吗？
Not anymore, it was, but grace is now the boss.
不再是了，因为那个罪曾经是老板，现在恩典是老板。
How do I make sure it's the boss? I count on it, I don't let sin reign, and I offer myself to God.
所以我怎么知道他是那个老板呢？我信靠他，然后我不让罪来统治，然后把我自己献给神。
So, if you work for the XYZ Corporation,
如果你要跟一个叫XYZ的公司工作,
and your boss says, you come to work for me today,
你的老板说今天来为我工作,
he says, I want you to do this really, really bad job.
我要你做一个非常非常糟糕的工作。
You say, I don't want to do that. That's too hard and it's dirty and I don't like it.
你说我不想做那个事情，那个事情是太难做，而且太脏，我不想做这件工作。
And your boss says, so sorry, I'm your boss. You're going to have to do it.
你的老板会说，啊，实在是对不起，因为我是你的老板，我说什么你就做什么。
And then you, on your way to do the job, you check in at your bank. And when you check at your bank, you find you got $500,000 from Aunt Matilda.
所以说你在那里做的时间，然后你去查你的银行账户，你发现里面有50万。
What are you going to say to your boss?
你跟你老板说什么呢？
Bye bye. I don't need you anymore, boss. Aunt Matilda's been here. I got five. Bye bye, you say.
所以你就会跟你老板说再见了，我不需要再为你工作，因为我银行里有50万，所以我今天跟你拜拜了。
All right. Verse 15.
第15小节.
What then? Oh, sorry, verse 15.
这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下。
What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace?
By no means.
That's right, by no means. Verse 16.
和多圣命的楼梯,
All right, don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one you obey. Whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. Go to the bank and you find that there's $500,000 there from Aunt Matilda. You say, that's very, very nice. So you say to your old boss, I'm not going to you. What are you going to do that afternoon after you quit your job? What are you going to do next?
所以你到银行去了，然后检查你的银行账户，你发现了有50万，然后你跟你的老板说再见了，然后跟你们老板说再见的那个下午，你会做什么呢？
What are you going to do?
你会做什么？
You're going to go to Aunt Matilda.
Say thank you.
That's right. You're going to say, Aunt Matilda, thank you very, very much.
你会去跟那个留给你50万的那个人，你去找到他说非常非常感谢。
And you're going to have a little party with Aunt Matilda.
你还会和那个人有一个小的庆祝的party。
And you say, Aunt Matilda says, now would you run down to the store and buy us some cake and ice cream because we're going to have a little party.
所以他说那个人啊，你能不能到街上去买点那个蛋糕和买点那个冰淇淋，我们要开一个小小的party庆祝一下。
What would you say?
你会说什么？
You'd say, yeah, well, I'll go to the store and get some cake and ice cream.
我会去，我会到商店里去买蛋糕和冰淇淋。
Would you say, Aunt Matilda, I'll do anything you want me to do?
你会不会跟那个人说，你要我做什么，我就做什么？
Oh, yeah, you'd say, this is marvelous, sure. I'll do whatever you want, Aunt Matilda, I'll do.
所以你就说，这个世界太奇妙了，你让我干什么，我就会干什么。
So that's what you and I say when we get up in the morning.
这就是你和我在早上起来的时候应该说的话。
We say, Jesus, I will do whatever you want me to do today.
所以我就会说，主耶稣啊，我会做你让我做的任何事情。
All right, verse 17.
在第17节。
But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. And verse 18. You have been set free from sin, and you have become slaves to righteousness. Oh, that's interesting, isn't it? Because of Jesus' death, we are now freed from sin.
这是一个非常好的事情。这个你像我们跟主耶稣一起死了，我们就从罪里脱离了。
But we have become slaves to righteousness.
我们变成了义的奴仆。
We say, I'm not under sin now, but I am a servant of righteousness. I must do what is right.
所以我现在就不是罪的奴仆了，我现在是义的奴仆，所以我必须要做公义的事。
All right, so let's review it again. You've got the $500,000 in the bank. You've got Aunt Matilda and her kindness. And you get up in the morning and you've got to decide what you're going to do. The money's in the bank. And Aunt Matilda's heart is kind. And you've got to decide what you're going to do that day.
所以你在早晨醒的时候，你要决定今天做什么。那个钱在银行里，那个好心的人在那里，所以你要决定做什么。
I'm going to do what Aunt Matilda would like. I'm going to follow Aunt Matilda because I count on all the money. Because I don't want sin to rule anymore. I wouldn't want to be like I used to be. And I'm going to offer myself to God, not to Aunt Matilda. This is far bigger than Aunt Matilda. I'm going to offer myself to God.
所以他说这个事情你要做的事情就是你不再做罪的奴仆，然后早晨起来你要相信这个你银行里有说啊，你要感谢那个人，然后又要脱离罪的统治，然后要把你自己献给神，而不是献给那个人，因为这个就是。
Now there's a difference between this and getting a good job.
这是有一个区别，就是说你怎么样去找到一个好工作。
When I was a student, when I was working in the business world, I was told that my responsibility in life was to plan ahead and to determine what I was going to do and how my career was going to unfold.
所以他就说他在大学的时候，他在还在那个做生意的那个世界里的时候，他 他跟他自己说，我要早上起来以后我要做一个计划，计划然后这我在这个世界里我怎么样去让我的生活成功。
I was told that I should set goals and that I should govern my life according to follow my plan for my life.
所以有人教他，叫他要设定一个目标，然后要制定一个计划，他的必须遵循他的计划在他剩下的生命中。
But now that I'm serving the Lord Jesus Christ, who sets the goals for my life?
所以我现在是服侍主耶稣，那谁设定了我的人生的目标呢？
And the answer is Jesus.
所以答案一定是主耶稣。
And when I get up in the morning, I say, Jesus, today, I want to follow you.
所以当我早上起来的时候，我对主耶稣说，主啊，我今天要跟随你。
Jesus spoke to Peter one day, and he said, Peter, you follow me, I'll make you a fisher of men.
所以主耶稣有一天对彼得说，彼得，如果你跟随我，我让你得鱼，鱼得人。
Did Peter say to Jesus, well, I tell you, Jesus, these are the plans that I've got for my life.
所以那个彼得有没有跟主耶稣说，说主耶稣啊，这是我的人生计划。
No, he didn't say that.
从来没有说过。
He said, Jesus, you're the only one who knows how to catch the fish.
所以主耶稣说，
I'm going to follow you.
所以主耶稣说，你是唯一的。Peter said,
Peter didn't say to Jesus, I've got these plans. Peter did say, I will follow you.
所以彼得说，跟主说，你是那个知道怎么抓鱼的人，我会跟随你。
All right. We've got to do the same. We offer ourselves to God.
所以我们必须这么做，我们先把自己献给神。
Now the King James Version uses this word. It's yield.
所以那个国王钦定版它用的是这个 yield 的词，这个 yield 的词就是让出去。
The word yield simply means I am going to follow you. I yield myself to you. I offer myself to you. Whatever you want, I will do.
第二个字呢，就是说我会把这个东西让给你，然后我把老夫自己献给你，然后你让我做什么，我都会跟随你。
Bill McDonald, who wrote the very helpful Believer's Bible commentary, used to pray this in the morning at breakfast.
所以那个叫马汤娜，他写了一本很有名的，大家都有的，叫一个注经书。然后他在注解书里讲，他每天早上起来，他要这样祷告。
He used to say, Lord Jesus, what I want for us today is an exchange of wills.
所以他说，主耶稣啊，我今天早上要做的是一个什么呢？我们交换我们的愿望。
I'm going to give to you all the things that I want to do today.
他说：“我会把我今天所有想要做的事情，我让给你。”
And I'm going to accept from you the things that you want me to do today.
所以我会接受您要我今天做的事情，我都会去做。
So he said, "Today, I'm going to do what you want me to do today."
所以他跟主耶稣说：“今天。”我愿意做您想要让我去做的事情。
I've got a friend used to go to his wife.
他有一个朋友，通常和他妻子一起出去。
In the morning.
早上他们一起。
And he would say to her, "Sonny, or honey, you tell me what you would like me to do for you today."
他跟他妻子说，亲爱的，今天你告诉我，你想要我为你做些什么。
And she would say, well, I'd like you to do this and this and this, please.
他的妻子会说，我想要你做这做这，请吧。
And I thought to myself, if I were a wife, I'd like to have him for a husband.
所以如果我要能是做一个人的妻子，我想要这样一个男人做我的丈夫。
Okay, So we go to the Lord Jesus. We go to God every morning and we say, now God, I want to do what you want me to do today.
所以每天早上我们走到主耶稣面前或者走到神面前说我想要做您今天要我所做的一切的事。Okay,
so our responsibility is to yield ourselves to God.
所以我们的责任是把我们自己让出来让给神。Verse
19, please.
第十九节，是的。
我以为你又对的一个一兆银币成花被你一生，你乃成了什么？这样将自己献给不屈不发在奴隶，一直以不发。现在也要照样将自己献给你，你叫奴隶，一直与神成圣。Yeah. All right, let's try the English there. I put this in human terms because you are weak in your natural selves. Just as you used to offer the parts of your body in slavery to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness, so now offer them in slavery to righteousness leading to holiness. So, how did you get from here to here?
你怎么样从罪到死呢?
How did you get there?
你怎么从罪到死那边去呢?
You didn't plan to be a terribly guilty sinner. You just yielded yourself slowly to sin. You said to the little sin, yes. And that led to another, and to another, and to another. And the only way you got there was by yielding yourself, offering yourself to sin.
那么你怎么从罪到死呢？你不并不一开始就是一个糟糕的罪人，但是你一点一点把你自己让给了罪，然后最后。
You ever met anybody who drove through Skid Row and saw all the drunks and the druggies on the side of the street and said, oh, that's exactly what I want to be?
你有没有看见一个人有一天开着车在路上走，然后看见那路上流浪汉都喝醉了，你会不会说，哎呀，这就是我想要过的生活，我要变成这样的人？
How did they get there?
他们是怎样变成那样的呢？
Well, they just yielded themselves to a little sin and to a little more. And they yielded a little more. And they offered themselves to a little more sin instead of to God.
那些人在路边那些人他就是先把自己一点点的让给罪然后再上多一点再让多一点最后罪就统治了他的生活他就变成那样了。
How do you get from here to reigning in life?
所以你怎么样从这里从那个生命这边到了有生命的新生命这里
Same way.
Yeah.
All you do is you just say, Lord Jesus, do you want me to do this? One step, one step, one step, one step. And by the time you get there, you say, this is wonderful. I'm reigning in life, and the blessings of God are upon me. Just as I went one step and one step and one step in the wrong direction to sin, now I go one step and one step and one step, yielding myself to God.
这就是你怎么去做，跟那个是一样的。你跟主耶稣说，主耶稣，我要让你来统治我生，然后你一点一点、一步一步的跟着主耶稣。相对来说，你 一步一步的让给罪一样，你这样，当你一步一步的让给那个公义和恩典，当你到达终点的时候，你说这太美妙了，主耶稣，感谢。All
right, verse 20.
这是第二十节。
When you were slaves to sin, oh sorry.
因为你们做罪是奴仆的时候，就不被义的，就不义就是。
Yeah. When you were slaves to sin. You were free from the control of righteousness. Verse 21.
21节。
What benefit did you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death. Okay? So, you went this way, you're now ashamed. You go this way, you're not ashamed. You rejoice in all the good is done for you. God has done for you.
如果你从这一到死呢，你是活在一个羞愧的生活中；如果你从公义到生命，你不是一个羞愧的生活，而是一个欢乐、喜乐的生活。Verse 22.
But now, sorry, verse 22.
但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，那结局就是永生。
But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life.
Amen. Okay? So it's interesting. The chapter has much repetition in it. Why does it say the same thing in so many different ways?
所以这个对章里是非常有趣的，它一点一点的把你引下来。为什么它要讲这么多，讲几乎同样的事情在这一章里呢？
Because we have to learn how to make sure that we're on this path rather than on that path.
因为他要让我们确认我们是走在一个正确的，就像这个从公义到生命的路上，而不是走在从罪到死亡的路上。All
right, and now verse 23.
然后第23节。因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐，在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。All
right. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Okay, and I take that verse to be the summary of all that is said. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's what this has all been about.
所以他说把他用这一小节做一个总结，然后这个小节就是说这一章里讲的罪的工价是死，然后神的礼物就是永生。这个永生是通过我们的主耶稣。So
we all start here.
我们都是在这里起来的。And
we're all heading here.
我们同样都走向死亡。And
then we realize that Jesus died on the cross for us. And we trust him as Savior. And all of these things happen to us when we trust him as Savior. And then Jesus lifts us up to this position.
所以然后主耶稣升到了那个公义和恩典和恩赐的那个位置。
But the question now is,
问题是什么呢?
When we're here, what are we going to do?
当我们到了这个公义这条线上时，我们该做些什么呢?
We could go back over here.
我们同样可以, put in.
And we say, no, 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 I want to go over here.
我们是可以从那里重新回去犯罪，但是我们说不不不，我们要往上走。
How do we make sure now that we go here rather than here?
所以我们怎样确认我们是走到了那个生命的永生的那条线上，而不是走到罪这一条线上？
We count on the truth of all this.
我们信靠这个所有的事实。
We don't let it reign.
我们不让罪来统治我们。
We offer ourselves to God.
We
yield to him. And so the Bible has a distinction. It's a theological distinction, but I'm going to put it down. And that is that, see if I can get the right words I want here. We have a position. And we have a practice.
所以这个呢，神圣经是怎么讲的？我们从神学的观点来讲，给大家告诉大家一些区别了。刚才说找到一个正确的词在这里，这个词就是 position， 就是你的所处的位置。Practice 就是说你去实践它。
My position as a Christian is that I'm here.
所以他的位置作为基督徒的位置，他站在公义的那一条线上。
How do I know?
我怎么知道呢？
Because the Bible says all of this took place.
所以圣经上讲的所有的事都发生了，所以他的位置现在就在那里。
Now the question is on Tuesday afternoon.What is my practice?
所以问题就是在今天下午的这个学习上，我怎样去实践这个呢？
And God expects me to act on the fact that my position is right. Therefore, my practice has got to be right.
所以神就是要让我去通过实践来证明我的位置是对的，然后我才可以把这些实践给它实现出来。
Okay.So here's the man, he goes over to see Aunt Matilda, and on the way to, after Aunt Matilda says, go buy the ice cream and cake, he goes down, but on the way to get the ice cream and cake, he stops at the bar, and he gets drunk.
所以这就是刚才讲那个故事，这个人跟那个给他五十万那个人说要庆祝一下，那个给他五十万那个让他去买蛋糕和冰淇淋，然后他在去买的路上，然后他进了一个酒吧，然后喝醉了。
Has he still got $500,000 in the bank?
他银行里是不是还会有五十万呢？
Yeah. Matilda and Matilda still love him?
对。
Yeah.
他说那个人是仍然爱他吗？他还是爱他。
Is Aunt Matilda ashamed of him?
那个人会不会他感到羞耻？
Yeah.
他是。
Is he ashamed of himself?
他为他自己感到羞耻吗？
Yeah.
他也是。
Okay.This is where we all are, right here.
这就是我们所有的人都在这里。
How do we make sure that this lives in us? We count on the fact that Jesus has died for us. It's real.
所以我们怎样？
We say, no, I'm not going to let sin reign. I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to offer myself to God. And I'm going to yield myself to God.
所以我们怎样活出这个呢？我们第一要相信主耶稣为我们而死，第二我们不让罪来统治我们的生活，第三呢我们把自己献给神。
All right, that's basically the logic that I wanted to give you up to this point. Do you have any questions or comments on this model?
这就是基本上他今天下午要给大家的一个关于这一章的一个逻辑，然后他在黑板上画的这些写的这些，你们在座的任何人有任何问题现在可以提出来。
Questions, comments.
有那个问题或者你们可以发表自己的评论也行。
Alright, I'm going to try to summarize this for you.
然后他就想再做一个总结。
Romans chapter 6, the theme is yielding to God.
所以罗马书的第六章的这个场景就是说你自己把自己让给神。
Okay, what is the great theme? The great theme is that we are to be yielding ourselves to God. Just say, God, you are in charge today. I yield myself to you. God will take charge and he will take you from here to here.
所以那个我们这里的一个最重要的事情是什么？我们对神说，神啊，我把我自己让给您来管我，然后您来管理我的生活，然后我的生活就会从公义恩典恩赐真理到永生。
Okay, how did we get from here to here. Answer 1 Corinthians 5:17. No, Romans 5:17.
所以我们怎样从死到了主耶稣那里呢？我们是在罗马书的第五章第十七节，你告诉我们。
How do we get here? We believe.
我们怎样到那里？我们相信。
That's how you get saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
就是你怎样得救的，相信主耶稣你就得救了。
How do you get from here to here?
你怎样从公义然后到了永生？
You believe.
你相信。
And you follow the Lord Jesus.
你跟随主耶稣。
Is that very hard?
这是非常难吗？
Well, not really, because God loves us and He's going to help us and encourage us. All we have to do is yield to Him and say, Yes, God, I choose to follow you.
这不是那么难，因为神爱我们，他会帮助我们，他会鼓励我们。你所要做的一切就是把你自己让给神，交给神。 而神会帮助你得到永生。
Is that simple to understand?
这是一个很简单的去理解吗？
Yes.
是。
Is it simple to do?
你是很简单的去做吗？
No, it's no.
这不是根本不那么容易。
I'm amazed. I'm a very, very stubborn man.
他就非常感到非常惊奇的是，他是一个非常固执的人。I
say yes, but today I want to.
我说要做，但是我今天我要去做点别的。But
you see, it is vitally important.
这是一个非常非常重要的。You
and I have only got one life to live.
所以我，你和我只能活一次。We
either go this way.
你要走那一步吗？
Or we go this way.
你要想到永生还是想到死？
I first preached on this subject 30 years ago.
30年前他第一次在讲这个道理。
I didn't describe it either at all like this. But as I looked at chapter 6, I prayed as I taught this section, and I prayed and I said, Lord, would you please help us understand this? This is the most important thing in our lives.
30年前当他讲到这一章的时候，罗马书第六章的时候，他并没有像现在讲的这么清楚，所以他跟主耶稣说：“主啊，你能帮助我，能理解这一章吗？因为这一章对我们的人生是非常非常重要的一章。”
What a tragedy to be here and go back there.
这是一个多么大的悲剧！如果你已经称义了，然后你再回去犯罪。
Friend of mine came to me about midnight one night.
有一个朋友大概在半夜的时候去找他。
He said, "You know, Harold, I'm here." But he said, "I kind of like sin."
所以他跟Harold说，Harold，我现在就在这个公益这里，但是我有一点点在罪里面。So
he said to me, I pretty much decided to say to Jesus, thank you so much for saving me.
他有几步跟主耶稣讲了，说，主耶稣非常感谢你为我而死。And
I'm looking forward to seeing you at the rapture of the church when Jesus comes back.
所以说当我一直盼望当主耶稣再来的时候，在教会被提的时候，我能跟主耶稣面对面的见面。But
he said to me, Harold, there's some sins that I want to sin.
他说，Harold啊，我有些罪，我仍然想去做。I'm
going to just go ahead and sin those sins.
他说，我就想 直接去做那些罪，我想做的那些罪，去犯那些罪。
And I pled with him that night. I said, don't do that. Don't do that.
然后我就劝告他说，你不要那么做，不要那么做。
But he did. Go this way.
但是那个人他真的去犯罪了，而不是去往永生那边走。
He's still my friend.
他仍然是我的朋友。
And he's kind of an encouraging friend because when I preach, he's one of the most enthusiastic people in my audience.
所以他说他是一个非常鼓励人的朋友，因为当他讲道的时候，他是一个非常热心、非常热情在他的听众里面的一个议员。
Because you see, he went this way, and tragedy befell him.
所以说他走了这条路，然后悲剧就充满了他。
I'm not going to give you the details, but in this area of his life, and in this area of his life, and in this area of his life, three of the most important areas of his life.
所以他。他说他不想告诉你们细节，但是在他生命的这一块里那一块里都受到了威胁，在他生命中最重要的一些区域里都受到了威胁。
In each of those three areas he met absolute disaster.
所以在那三个最糟糕的那个区域里面领域里面，实际上就是一个大的灾难。
He got down on his knees and he said, I'm not going to go my own way anymore. I'm going to go with Jesus.
然后他就跪下了，他就说，我不想再按照我的自己的意愿走，走，我要按照主耶稣给我指明的道路走。
But he still got three huge heartaches in his life.
所以他在他生命里仍然有三个非常非常大的灾难。
All right, any more? Any other question?
还有没有问题？
All right, well, if I were writing the Bible, I would stop there.
如果圣经是我写的，我就会停在这里。
And I would say, I think I've made my point clear.So I won't say any more.
所以我就会想，我把我所要讲的全部都讲清楚了，所以我不再想说什么了。
And so I would jump over to chapter 12.
他就会跳到第十二章。
Okay, I say let's get on to it, get on to chapter 12. And the Spirit of God says, no, no, we're going to do chapter 7 before we do chapter 12.
他是想直接跳到十二章，但是神的圣灵告诉他。说不，还有你要讲第七章。
All right, so chapter 6 has a summary. I better see if I can give you a chapter 5 summary. I can't tell you what my summary for chapter 5 is. Chapter 6 summary is, I guess chapter 5 summary is reign in life.
他已经给了大家第六章的总结，他不知道有没有给第五章的总结。他第五章的总结就是，他现在给大家说，就是那个统治啊，统治你的生活，在你的生活中。
Okay, chapter 5, reigning in life.
所以要统治你自己的生活。
Chapter 6 is how.Yielding to God.
所以第五章是统治你自己的生活，在生活里谁在统治地位？第二就是说怎样把自己献给神。
Chapter 7 is.
那第七章是什么呢
？How? And the answer is living.Wedded to Jesus.
所以第七节就是说，如果是你就是生和主耶稣一起生活，或者是嫁给主耶稣。
How are we going to reign in life? We're going to yield to God.
我们怎样去让什么来统治我们生活呢？我们就把我们交给神。
But there's another delightful side to it. We're going to live with Jesus.
那是一个非常非常令人兴奋的是，我们要和主耶稣一起生活。
And yielded to God is very exciting.
那个把自己那个
让神。But living with Jesus is frankly more exciting.
就是把自己交给神，这是一个非常令人兴奋的事。但是和主耶稣生活在一起，这个是一个更令人兴奋的事。
Okay, as you know, I've never been married.
你们都知道，他从来没有结婚。
But I'm amazed when I speak to people. They say, you know, being married is kind of nice.
所以他跟人讲话的时候，他就说，结婚也是一件好事。
And if you've got a happy marriage, be very, very thankful. It's a wonderful thing.
如果你有一个幸福的婚姻，你要非常非常感恩，因为这是一件非常美妙的事。
And Jesus says, listen, this is the wonderful thing. I want you to be my bride.
所以这是一件非常令人兴奋的事，因为主耶稣说，我想要你做我的新娘。
And you and I say, do you mean I get to be married too? Do I get to live with Jesus?
如果你和一个人结婚了，你会不会和主耶稣住在一起呢？
And the answer is yes, you do.
如果你跟主耶稣结婚了，你一定会跟主耶稣住在一起。
So have you ever figured out what you're going to do in heaven 150 million years from now?
所以，你如果说你想没想过，从现在开始啊，1亿5000年以后，你在天堂里和主耶稣在一起生活的情景吗
？Do you know?What you're going to do?
你知道，那你准备做什么呢
？Do you worry about it? You lie awake saying, "Oh dear, I don't know what I'm going to do. 150 million years in heaven. I don't know. I don't think. Maybe I'm not going to like it." Do you say that?
所以你会不会说我不知道，我很担心，我不知道一亿五千年以后我在天堂里会做什么？天堂里我也许我不会喜欢那里的生活呢。
No, you don't say that.
绝对不会那么讲。
Why? Because you say I'm going to be with Jesus.
为什么你不会那么讲呢？你说我会跟主耶稣在一起啊。
Okay, and I'm going to get up in the morning. If you do get up in the morning in heaven, but if I were to get up in the morning in heaven, I would go to Jesus and I would say, Lord, could you please tell us what we're going to do today? I'm looking forward to having another day. I've only been here for 150 million years, and boy, we get another exciting day with Jesus.
所以我在天堂里，如果早上醒来，如果我就是天堂有早晨可以起床的话，我就会去找主耶稣。主耶稣，你会不会告诉我今天做什么呢？或者明天做什么？因为我们在这里有一亿五千年，
How do we start reigning in life?
我们怎样这样去控制自己生活
？We start living with Jesus. Now,
你要统治自己的生活，在生活里占统治地位，你必须和主耶稣。
Okay, so we're going to try to explain that next week. Okay.
我们下个星期可能要。
Is it important that we reign in life? Or is it important that we be defeated in life?
所以我们是不是最重要的？我们在我们生活中，我们占统治地位，还是你失败了？
Paul says, listen, it's most important that we reign in life. I'm going to tell you more. And that's why he gives us chapter 7.
所以保罗说，如果你在你生活中你自己统治自己生活，这是非常重要的，因为我接下来在七章里要告诉你们更多的事情。
All right, let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that you care enough to want us to reign with you in life.
主啊，我们。感谢您，您是足够的来关心我们，让我们要在我们自己的生活统治我们自己的生活。
And Lord, it's true that we can't understand why you would ever love us.
主啊，我们这是真的，我们一直就是理解你为什么要爱我们。
But Lord, we're thankful that Jesus died for us.
主啊，我们一直感恩主耶稣为我们而死。
And Lord, our prayer is that each of us.Will reign in life, victorious Christian living. That's what we want, Lord.
主要我们的祷告是我们在座的每一位都在自己的生活中管理自己生活，过一个得胜的基督徒的生活。
And so, Lord, each of us would simply say, Lord, I choose to yield myself to God.
所以我们在座的每一位都会跟主说，主啊，我们把我们自己让给你，交给您。
And I choose to live with Jesus.
我选择和主耶稣一起生活。
And we thank thee for these promises. Help us to live it. We ask in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名给你感恩你给我们这样的应许。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.